in the blue darkness, hundreds of fathoms below the surface of the vast ocean, lives an amazing animal species. Although they are the largest mammals on Earth, these gentle marine friends move with serenity and grace. They communicate in a tonal language that reverberates for thousands of kilometers, encircling the entire globe. They are the whales. Hello, loving viewers, and welcome to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. On today's program, we feature various stories about whales that demonstrate their importance to humanity and how they love us deeply. Whales are magnificent to behold. The sight of these massive beings frolicking in their ocean home has fascinated humanity for centuries, and in many cultures, the whale is revered. On the east coast of New Zealand, the Ngāti Kanui community of the indigenous Maori people believe that their very existence is due to the kindness of a whale. According to their beliefs, the Ngāti Kanui descended from an ancestor named Paikia. Over 1,000 years ago, this noble chief was exploring the ocean when his canoe capsized. He was saved from certain death by a loving whale who carried Paikia on her back until they reached the shores of New Zealand. As a result, the indigenous people honor and love the whales. Coming back to the present day, one particular whale has changed the lives of many people. Luna was a young orca whale who, after becoming separated from his pod, began to live in Nootka Sound off the northwestern coast of Vancouver Island, Canada. A few years ago, two journalists, Michael Parfitt and Suzanne Chrisholm, traveled to the Sound to do research, as they were planning to write an article about Luna for a magazine.
It was supposed to be a little story, a curiosity. So we came here for 3 weeks. We stayed a little longer than we expected. 3 years. Because a whale story is never a little story. And a life does not have to be human to be great.
And he did all kinds of these amazing things trying to set up some sort of a bond. And one of the things that he really loved to do was roll over on his side and look at you and make eye contact. And that was one of the striking things that people noticed.
Mr. Parfitt and Miss Chrisholm produced a film, Saving Luna, featuring inspiring footage of this orca's beauty and grace, and documenting the life-altering experiences of the various people who came into contact with this great being. The film won numerous awards and international acclaim, and has helped many people appreciate the intelligent and emotional lives of whales.
He was clearly trying to communicate with us. He would do all kinds of things. He would slap the water. He would come up beside the boat and he would whistle. And sometimes he would make whistling sounds that sounded like the motor, or I heard him whistle once like a chainsaw, because there was a forested area, there was a lot of chainsaws going on, and he would copy whistles.
Luna is not the only orca who likes to have fun. Warren Farrelly, a long-time diver and underwater photographer, was taking photos of some vivid jewel anemones in the waters off the coast of New Zealand. After taking a few snaps, he waited while his camera's strobe lights finished recharging. During this process, they emitted a high-pitched electronic whirring noise. After a few moments, Mr. Farrelly became aware that a similar whirring sound seemed to be coming from behind him. He turned around and found himself facing four huge orca whales who were resting there silently. He reports the middle pair were close enough to touch. The photographer realized that the whales had been having some fun with him by mimicking the sound of his camera. After several minutes, the orcas quietly swam away. Mr. Farrelly, deeply moved by the incident, said, "I left the water feeling touched by magic." We next move to China for a story of a life-saving whale. Miss Yang Yong was taking part in a freediving competition, a sport where competitors hold their breath underwater for as long as possible. At Polar Land, a theme park in the city of Harbin in northeastern China. In one event, contestants were to sink to the bottom of the aquarium's 6 meter deep Arctic pool and stay there amid the beluga whales. When Ms. Yang was deep below the surface, the 26-year-old's legs suddenly became paralyzed as they had cramped up due to the water's freezing temperatures. Ms. Yang said, "I began to choke and sank even lower, and I thought that that was it for me. I was dead. Until I felt this incredible force under me, driving me to the surface." Mila, a beluga whale, saw immediately what was happening. She swam to the young woman, gently clasped hold of Young's leg, and brought her to the surface. One of the organizers stated, "Mila noticed the problem before we did. We suddenly saw the girl being pushed to the top of the pool with her leg in Mila's mouth." Regarding Mila, they stated, "She's a sensitive animal who works closely with humans, and I think this girl owes her her life." We will pause just for a few moments, and when we return, we will feature more true stories from around the world regarding life-saving whales. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. As we continue our program about the magnificent, munificent whales who help us in so many ways. Gene Pritchard and his first mate, Mark Bentney, were sailing about 6 kilometers off the coast of San Miguel Island, California, USA, when severe weather caused their 16-meter vessel to capsize. The ship sank so quickly that the craft's emergency signaling system failed to send a message to the US Coast Guard. When the two men clambered onto the ship's life raft, they discovered that it was badly damaged and leaking profusely. They thought they were doomed. Gene Pritchard turned to the only emergency system he could think of under such dire circumstances. He began to pray, saying, "God, I know you're there. I was raised in church and I know what's right and wrong. If you let me live, I will change my life." Gene's prayers were answered almost at once. He said, 10 or 15 minutes later, a humpback whale, about 30 yards or 27 meters off the raft, popped up and started circling the raft. That whale stayed with us the whole day. The prevailing currents and wind in that location should have carried the raft far out into the ocean. But for some strange reason, it began to move in the opposite direction, towards shore. The men later realized that the benevolent whale was pushing them. Gene Pritchard stated, "One time during the night, we got bumped and pushed. I'm assuming it had to be the whale. It wasn't wood. Something bumped the life raft and pushed us towards the island. Darkness fell, but hour after hour, the whale patiently pushed the raft." Gene and Mark could clearly hear the gentle being's cavernous breathing. By morning, after 27 hours in the frigid waters, the two exhausted men saw the first signs of shore. Gene Pritchard gratefully said, "I knew once that whale appeared, God heard me. It is a miracle we lived." can a whale even save an entire boat that is full of sailors? Here is a true story from Ô Lạc or Vietnam.
Anh Nguyễn Văn Hùng sống tại thành phố Rạch Giá, tỉnh Kiên Giang, trong một căn nhà nhỏ đơn sơ cạnh bờ biển. Hàng năm, anh Hùng đến đền Đức Ông để lễ bái. Một hôm, có người bạn thân đến thăm, ngay trước khi anh trở về từ buổi đi lễ. Khi về đến nhà, thấy bạn đang chờ mình, anh Hùng vội vã xin lỗi bạn và nhẹ nhàng giải thích.
Tôi vừa lên lễ Đức Ông về.
Người bạn ngạc nhiên hỏi.
Ủa, Đức Ông là ai vậy anh?
Thấu hiểu nỗi băn khoăn của bạn, anh Hùng mời bạn ngồi nghỉ và rót trà mời bạn, rồi thong thả nói.
Để tôi kể anh nghe câu chuyện này rồi anh sẽ hiểu. Ngày xưa, Đức Ông đã từng cứu tôi. Hôm đó là ngày đáng nhớ nhất trong đời của tôi.
Anh Hùng thuật lại chuyện xảy ra 13 năm trước, vào tháng 4 năm 1996, lúc anh 24 tuổi. Vào một ngày đẹp trời, anh Hùng chia tay vợ cùng các bạn ra biển. Từ xa, anh Hùng đã nghe tiếng bạn bè hối thúc.
Nhanh lên Hùng ơi, mặt trời đã lên cao rồi.
Thuyền anh lướt sóng ra khơi về phía Hòn Chuối, cũng trong tỉnh Kiên Giang. Bỗng chốc, trời nổi gió lớn, mây đen phủ trùm, mưa như trút nước và sấm chớp vang trời. Biển cuồn cuộn sóng khiến chiếc thuyền chao đảo mạnh. Mọi người hoảng loạn, anh Hùng la lớn.
Nhanh lên anh em ơi, tát nước ra, thả ra cầm cự.
Tất cả các thủy thủ cố hết sức để cứu thuyền, người tát nước, kẻ thả neo giữ thuyền. Nhưng sóng to, gió lớn khiến neo thuyền bị đứt, nước biển tràn vào thuyền lên láng. Niềm hy vọng cuối cùng của anh Hùng là Đức Ông. Thế nên anh quỳ xuống, chắp tay, cầu nguyện.
Đức Ông ơi, xin hãy cứu chúng con thoát cơn hiểm nghèo này. Nếu còn sống trở về đất liền, con xin nguyện ăn chay.
Lời cầu nguyện của anh Hùng được đáp ứng. Thuyền của anh yên lắng lại, nổi lên và trở nên nhẹ tênh. Mọi người trên thuyền không hiểu chuyện gì xảy ra và vẫn hì hục tát nước. Anh Hùng như bừng tỉnh, la lớn.
Quay mũi tàu vào bờ và chạy hết tốc độ. Nhanh lên anh em.
Thuyền anh lúc đó lướt nhẹ trên mặt biển một cách kỳ lạ, như đang cưỡi trên một thứ gì. Sau 4 giờ, thủy đoàn tiến đến hòn đá bạc và thuyền chuyển động mạnh từ dưới mạn. Anh Hùng đưa mắt quan sát thì thấy một khói đen bóng khổng lồ bề ngang chừng 3 mét nổi lên mặt biển rồi đi ra xa dần. Lúc này anh Hùng mới biết là thuyền mình đã được Đức Ông đưa vào bờ. Sau khi mọi người đã lên bờ, anh Hùng nhìn ra phía biển, thầm nhủ.
Chúng con cảm ơn Đức Ông vô vàn, tạm biệt Đức Ông.
Từ đó về sau, như đã hứa với Đức Ông, anh Hùng trở thành một người trường chay.
It is truly heaven's blessings that we have the splendid, wise, and wondrous whales sharing the earth with us as we grow in ever greater compassion for our animal friends. May our world quickly become a harmonious and peaceful paradise. Thank you for your company today on Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Enlightening Entertainment is up next after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. May your days be filled with love, light, and laughter.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.